Before we enter the Advent story today, let me begin with a word of gratitude, because it's good, it's truly good to be with you. Beginning this season of ministry together as your interim pastor or transitional minister is a gift, and I'm honored to walk with you in this year ahead. Interim seasons are sacred seasons. They're listening seasons. They're clarifying seasons. They're healing seasons. Times when God shapes and prepares a congregation for what and who will come next. And so I'm looking forward to do that work with you, strengthening what is strong, tending what needs care, and opening ourselves to the future that God has for this community and this congregation in particular. Everything that I do as your interim pastor is meant to prepare you in the best way possible to receive your next senior pastor. And so I'm here to serve you, to love you, to get to know you, and prepare you for the road ahead. We enter the time of Advent, and when we do, we recognize that Advent begins in the dark. We begin today not with shepherds or angels or wise men, but with Jesus speaking of floods, thieves, and surprise endings. Advent opens not in candlelight, but in darkness, the honest place where we live. Because we recognize that the world is not as God intends it to be. There is unrest. There is injustice. Families struggle. People carry burdens and they feel unseen. And as a church, we often go through a season of transition, of uncertainty, but also renewal. And so Advent does not pretend that things are fine. Advent says the night is real, but the dawn is coming. That is the setting of today's gospel reading. Jesus is preparing his disciples for a future they cannot yet fully understand. And he calls us to live alert and awake and to be prepared to be ready. And so our second scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Matthew chapter 24, beginning with the 36th verse, listen for God's word to you. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We live between darkness and dawn. Advent begins here in the in-between place, between night and morning, between what is and what will be, between a world that groans and a world God promises to make new. Jesus names that tension honestly. Life continues as usual. Fields are being worked, meals are being prepared, but suddenly that day will arrive. It won't be predictable. It's not going to be on any type of schedule. It's not controllable. And so Jesus says, stay awake, live ready, watch for the dawn. But what does it mean to be people who watch and wait? Before we get to answer that question, Scripture invites us to understand the nature of the word that we celebrate on this first Sunday of Advent, and that word is hope. Because hope is something that we all understand at a human level, the feeling of leaning toward a future that's better than the present. Sometimes we feel excited, sometimes unsure, but we all know what it is to live with anticipation for a better future. And the Bible has a rich vocabulary for this. In Hebrew, we find two words for hope. One word for hope is yahal, which simply means to wait. And it's like Noah, who was waiting on the ark for the waters of the flood to recede. It's a waiting for something that is long in coming. But another word in Hebrew is kavah, which at its root is the word accord. And when you pull a cord tight, it stretches with tension until the moment it snaps. That's kavah, waiting with longing and anticipation and strain. And throughout the Psalms and the prophets, God's people don't just wait for better circumstances. They wait for God to come. And that's why biblical hope is different from mere optimism. Optimism looks for signs that things might improve. But hope, biblical hope, looks to God and God's character, even when nothing else suggests that change is coming, because God will come. In the New Testament, Christians anchor their hope in Jesus' resurrection, the first sign of the new creation that God is bringing. And so Christian hope isn't just wishful thinking. It's a bold trust that God will bring a future as surprising as the empty tomb. Hope is the courage to wait for the new dawn that is coming, because God has been faithful before and will be faithful again. That's the hope that Advent trains us to practice. It's not a shallow cheerfulness, but a deep, steady, anticipatory tension, a steady trust that God is not finished yet. And what is the dawn that we're waiting for? We are waiting for the fullness of Christ's kingdom to come. We're not just waiting for personal comfort or a spiritual spark, but the complete renewal of all things. A world where justice rolls down like waters. a world where swords become plowshares, a world where tears are wiped away and death is swallowed up, a world where compassion defines community, a world saturated with God's peace and love. That is our hope. That is the new dawn for which we wait expectantly. So how do we make ourselves ready for that day? Well, Jesus gives the answer to that question in the very next chapter of Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 25, right after today's passage, Jesus talks about the wise bridesmaids who teach us about endurance, about keeping the lamp of faith lit even when the night is long. It's where Jesus talks about the servants with the talents who teach us about courage, about using the gifts God has entrusted to us instead of burying them in fear. And it's the chapter where Jesus talks about the sheep and the goats who teach us about compassion, about serving Christ by serving the least of these. That's what readiness looks like to Jesus. It's a faith that holds on, a courage that risks to love, and it's a compassion that makes Christ visible in a darkened world. The prophet Micah said it long before Jesus, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love mercy and kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" That is how we wait for the new dawn. And when you think about it, this Advent passage meets us right where this congregation is in its life together, with me coming as your new transitional pastor. We are beginning a transitional season, a new time of reflection and listening and preparation for what God has next. In my role as an interim pastor, is to help you, to help us listen deeply for the Spirit of God to lead us. Also for us to tell the truth about who we are, to strengthen our ministries, to heal what needs healing, to clarify our mission and our identity, and to prepare the way as best as possible for the pastor who will come after me. And your role is the same call that Jesus gives. It's to stay awake. It's to stay engaged. It's to stay hopeful, to show love to one another and compassion to our community. This is not a season of fear, but a season of trust, a season to pray, a season to act, and a season to hope with kavah, that stretched, expectant waiting that believes that the dawn is already beginning to glow at the edges of the horizon. Advent doesn't deny the darkness of the night. It stands in it. It acknowledges it. And then it declares the dawn is coming. Not because we wish for it, not because we're deserving of it, but because Christ has promised it. And so we wait, we watch, we act, we hope, We shine the light of Christ because Christ, the morning star, is on his way. Amen. Amen.